Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car. Says it's a red boy now.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Sam Norwood's our guest. He's our good friend. He's a longtime Brain Trust member all the way back to 2001. He's been joining us every month to talk to us about the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, and it's what we're wrapping up right now. And Sam, we've been talking about overall conditions, order backlogs, capital expenditures, capital availability. The last thing to talk about is the really, really big, ugly, hairy gorilla in the living room. This is really taking a toll on the not only on the economy but on society. It's changing America. The level of unemployment we have in America is changing America. It's just the most pervasive, ugly thing that's happened to America since the Great Depression, and it's the employment situation. And your arrows are not foretelling anything better.
No, in fact, it's the most. This employment indicator has turned into the most negative individual indicator in our survey, and we do not know why it is so negative. We're going to watch carefully the release today of the employment figures that come out once a week, this being Friday. We'll watch the figures there to see what if we are correct about this. The preliminary figures yesterday that were released said, employment wasn't all that bad. Pretty good, in fact. But our indicators say different. So we'll see the government statistics that will come out today. Remember, we take our survey in the last week of the month, and so we are about a week out of the time we committed our look at it at this. But it looks to us that employment is weak. Overall, it's weak, and both in the outlook and in the past month. So this recession has been so fraught with slow employment. And one of the reasons is when you have an under 2% growth rate overall and you're having an improvement in productivity that is in the same range, yep, there's not much opportunity for overall growth in employment. And at the same time, you have some types of employment that are becoming obsolete and other types of employment that are improving, technology. And right now, let me mention about energy. Right now, the U.S. is in kind of an energy boom. We see it in our statistics. In our practice of providing temporary and full and part-time help to at the executive level to small and medium-sized businesses, we see a huge pickup in the energy sector, oil and gas. And I think that sector is picking up, and they're utilizing outsourcing, which is very, very smart when you're in a fast growth mode or a rapidly changing mode. You hire outsource basis what you need when you need it, and that's what's going on in the energy sector. So there's opportunity there, but
Sam, another thing you got is it takes 150,000 new jobs every month just to cover the new people coming to the marketplace.
Yeah, coming to the marketplace.
That's what we always have to remind each other, remind ourselves, is that we've got a big budget before we ever hire anybody, before we ever create a new job. We've got to do.
Yep. Well, and most of the here's also something that we that because we're you and I are dealing mainly with small and medium-sized businesses is our audience here. Those are the ones who create the jobs. It's not the big businesses. It's not the mega-cap businesses that create the jobs. It's the small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, a combination of regulation, the onset of what is now coming is Obamacare, and a lot of people are going to they're looking at what that is going to imply. It's changing the employment landscape.
Absolutely, no question about it. It's and the policies out of Washington are definitely not helping, especially Obamacare. Small business owners do not like Obamacare. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. TatumLLC.com is the website, folks. You want to check that out and find out all the things that they do there and the survey. Sam Norwood will be back another day. I'll be back, but not this hour. In the next hour, I'll be back. Jim Blassie game. Be soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.